Welcome to each of you as we gather today across time and space and place to worship our Lord and our Savior on this, our fourth Sunday in Lent. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who writes the law on our hearts, who draws all people together through Jesus. Amen. Held in God's mercy, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Holy God, we confess that we are caught in snares of sin and cannot break free. We hoard resources while our neighbors are hungry and cold. We speak in ways that silence others. We are silent when we should speak up. We keep score in our hearts. We let hurts grow into hatred. For all these things and for sins only you know, forgive us, Lord. Amen. Here is a flood of grace. Out of love for the whole world, God draws near to us, breaks every snare of sin, washes away our wrongs, and restores the promise of life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God, rich in mercy, by the humiliation of your Son, you lifted up this fallen world and rescued us from the hopelessness of death. Lead us into your light that all our deeds may reflect your love, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading today comes from Ephesians, the second chapter. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, doing the will of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which God loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Christ in the heavenly places in Jesus, so that in the ages to come God might show the immeasurable riches of God's grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, but it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the Holy Gospel according to John, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that God gave the only Son, so that everyone who believes in the Son may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I've had a sense from folks that people are just really tired lately. Tired from navigating heavy griefs, tired from hectic and complicated schedules, tired from politics and the presidential race, tired from the many responsibilities we have, and just tired from the ways all of those things overlap and build on each other. It can all feel kind of overwhelming from time to time. And when I feel overwhelmed, the thing that always makes it worse is when I start slipping into the idea that it all hinges on me. And once I've had that thought, it's not long before I've gone down the rabbit hole of being and feeling very alone and that no one could understand me. Perhaps some of us share in that same feeling from time to time. Or maybe you feel like there's so much going on and you can't do anything about it, or you can't do things about it the way you used to be able to, and you wished some of it hinged on you. And then it is not a far leap down the rabbit hole of being and feeling very alone and that no one could understand you. And what's interesting is that these thoughts of I must do everything and I can't do anything lead to the same feelings of being alone and misunderstood. And if you've ever had those feelings, you know that they are a cycle that keep compounding on each other unless something comes and interrupts our thoughts. And this familiar text from John is that interruption we need when we get caught in the spiral of feeling alone and misunderstood. Jesus compares himself to the snake that Moses lifted up for the Israelites in the wilderness. The Israelites had to look upon the bronze serpent to live, and Jesus invites us to look up to the cross and live. And when we look upon the cross, a number of things become clear. We find that we are not the savior of the world, and not everything rests on us. We find that we are not worn out and useless to the world. We find that we are not alone like we thought we were, and that there are so many others around us feeling and going through the same or similar things. And above all, we find that Jesus is the Savior, and the salvation of the world rests upon him and what he did for us by dying and rising. Jesus gives up his life so that in him you may have life, and our life is found by looking towards the cross and seeing that God gave everything for us so that you do not have to. So, beloved siblings, look to the cross. When the to-do list feels overwhelming, when it seems like everyone else is running around but you're just standing still, look to the cross and know that you are not alone. When the world feels like it's too much, look to the cross and trust that Jesus has redeemed it all. When it feels like you're going to fall apart and break, look to the cross and know that Jesus is with you. God's salvation is not just for someday when we die, but it is for you and for the whole world right now. The life and salvation Jesus gives us right now is the promise of forgiveness, connection, and community with others, the reality that Jesus, not any of us, is the Savior. And since all of these things are true, we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have it all together. Jesus lived and died and rose for you and all people to give us the promise of eternal life. Beloved siblings, look to the cross. Look to the cross and know deeply this love of God for you in Jesus Christ that daily binds us to each other and sets us free. Look to the cross and find the life that God freely gives you in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll sing together the hymn, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross.
Thank you.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord look upon you with grace and favor. May the Lord look upon you with mercy and grant you God's peace. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.